I'm joined now by Coach Alora Sharp, head coach for the Lady Busters, Garden City Community College. Been a grand day on Wednesday, and signing two players, one to the Division I level to Kent State University. That's Michael Chen, and another young lady going to Denver, Colorado, Metro State, Division II. Coach, a very special day. You've got more to come to as well off of this team, as you'd made the comment that over the last 2 years, this group has won 50 games, only losing 16. They've been runner-up in the Jayhawk West for the last 2 years in a row. And, oh boy, on this last season, on 2012-2013, they were oh so close of making it to the national tournament. Talk about these two young ladies in this season.
It's honestly hard to talk about both of them without being emotional. I mean, it is. It's a really exciting day, a really happy day. But it's also a coming to Jesus moment that, you know, we will not be coaching them anymore. And someone else will be enjoying the, you know, the great opportunity to work with both of these young ladies. They have been a tremendous impact to our program. I can't, there's not enough time in this interview to talk long enough and really do them service. They are great kids. They are leaders. They are great people. They have been great working camp in the summer. They have a huge following from Sublette to Scott City to Dodge City. You know, this community has really wrapped their arms around both of them. They have been major impact players on our team. They are responsible for a lot of big role play on our team. Michael Chen played every minute of every game that she wasn't in foul trouble, that she wasn't injured. She played every single minute of a double overtime win against Cloud County at home. She played every single minute plus an overtime against the number one team in the country, made the game-winning free throws. You know, she did a lot of other things for us, but those are kind of the two big highlights. Denny Jacobs put up huge numbers for us. She was a second-team all-conference selection. She will be an academic All-American. She will walk out of here with a 4.0. That makes me so proud. It's not anything that I can take credit for. That's who she is. That's how she carries herself. She works very hard in the classroom. She wins every sprint in practice every day. She's not the most vocal player, but she plays really hard. She sparks us no matter if she came off the bench or started the game. She finished the season averaging a double-double. She had huge games. She had the layup right before the free throws in that Hutchison overtime win. She had a huge game even up at Cloud County in our loss at Cloud County. She was our leading scorer in our last game of the season. She had some big-time performances. She's been a total joy to coach, and I cannot say enough about these two players. I think that they have made very wise decisions. They made the right decision for the right reasons. Denny Jacobs could have played Division I basketball. She chose to play Division II. She will go compete for a chance to win a national championship there. I believe in that program. She's going to go play for a tremendous basketball coach who's won a lot of games, a great coaching staff, walking into a great situation. Michael Chen's going to go to an up-and-coming program. Her mom will be able to come see her play, and that was really important to her. She'll be 3 hours from Cincinnati, Ohio. Kent State seems to be up and coming, headed in the right direction. They've signed a very good class. I know that they are really going to lean on Michael to help get their program over the hump, and I know that she'll do it.
You talked about Denny Jacobs with maybe an opportunity to go to a Division I program, and in a lot of those programs across the country, there probably is a very fine line that would define whether it's a Division I or Division II. But you know something else that day in the interview that I had with Denny Jacobs, and she said, you know, Coach Sharp took a chance on me, and when you only watched her play four games her senior year, and I'm sure that you're pleased with the chance that you took.
There's no question about it. I knew we were getting a really good player in Denny. We knew she had a lot of potential. We had a little bit of concerns, but once she got into the program and we saw the effort and the drive that she had as a player, the hardest thing for us to do with her is hold her back when she wasn't totally released from that leg injury. You know, it was, I want to do more, I want to do more. And we were very careful in releasing chasing her. We were probably overcautious, but we knew she'd be a really important player for us. Did I know she'd be an all-conference player by her second year? I didn't. When we signed her, I knew she could have been good, but once I saw that drive and that passion and the effort that she played with and the kind of person that she is, I knew she had a chance to be one of our best players this year. We were so thankful when she chose to come back and compete her second year. You know, she's one of the best players that we've had in Southwest Kansas. She's won a lot of basketball games. She's been a part of a major winning program down at Southwestern Heights. She's won 50 games for us here, had a huge part of that. She will definitely take that winning culture and winning attitude to Metro State.
Is Mikel Chin the best point guard that you've coached?
I would say she has to be one of the best. She's very different from the other point guards that we've had. She is not about scoring. She's not about points. She's about winning. I've never met a player who is more about winning than absolutely anything else. This is a comment that she made during the season. She looks at me and she says, "Coach Sharp, I don't care who's on our team, we're going to win. I just want to win. I don't care who's on the team. I want people that want to win on our team, and that's it. And we're going to move forward, and that's it." And that's exactly how she is. That's the kind of person that she is. You know, I have a lot of respect for her mom, Robin Short. She's done a great job with her daughter. She will go down in the history books as one of the most unique and amazing players. I've learned a lot from her. She's taught me a lot. I know that she gives me a lot of credit for work ethic and making her tough and things like that, but she's natural with that. You know, I think that we just put her in a position that she could showcase those things. And we gave her a responsibility to lead our team. We gave her a very specific role. We told her that our team will only go as far as she leads us. And I think that we definitely reached our potential as a team because of her. And I am so excited for her future. I can't wait to track both of them, to keep tabs on them next year. I know that I will be in touch with these two gals forever. They have impacted our program, they have impacted me as a coach, and they've impacted our community.